Revelation chapter 1. Way back there. About what? 65 books back? Revelation chapter 1. Verse 6. Well, let's read verse. Never mind. Let's start verse 1. Going once, going. Revelation 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. There's a lot said right there in that one verse. And hath made us kings and priests unto God his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, as saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. That's a lot. Verse 7. Really, this verse refers to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not the first coming. Not the rapture, I'll say. It's the second coming. The reason why, there's several things in that verse. Verse 7 said, behold, he cometh with clouds. Now, the rapture, he said he's going to come in the clouds. And we're going to all be raptured up one of these days. Be fine with me if it's tonight, but if not, I'll wait till Monday. Don't know if it'll happen Monday. I got up this morning, went outside at about 6 a.m., and it wasn't as cool as I was hoping it would be. But I sat down, and it was pretty comfortable, but the clouds were kind of here and there, and they kind of blocky looking, and I kind of looked up there and thought, this will be a good day. But apparently it wasn't when it needed to be, so that's all right. I'll just keep doing what he told me to do. But it says, and every eye shall see him. Every eye shall see him. In other words, the second coming, when he comes and puts his feet on the Mount of Olives, and by the way, we'll be with him at this coming. But when he comes down out of the sky, he's coming with the clouds. And when he gets and coming in, don't ask me how every eye is going to see him, but it says every eye will see him. That's how we distinguish these comings. Because when he comes for the rapture, listen, everybody's not going to see him. Only the saved. Now, there are some people that say, well, the rapture is just for the church. Those that haven't been going to church and those that are not disciples of Christ, they're not going up. They're going to have to go through the tribulation. Listen, that ain't scriptural. That's just somebody's idea, I guess. Everybody that's saved in the rapture, everybody that's saved will go up with the Lord in the rapture. But when he comes back this next time, that's what we call the second coming. When he comes back, every eye shall see him. That is, that's amazing. I don't know how it's going to happen. Hang on to Revelation. Put your finger in there and go back to the book of Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 1. Book of Acts, chapter 1. But hang on to Revelation. I don't lose your place. We're going to flip-flop back and forth a little bit. Verse 11. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Oh, well, we better read verse 10. 9. We're going to go to 9. There we go. Verse 9. And when he had spoken, that's Jesus, these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. In other words, listen, he's coming, and every eye is going to see him. It says in Acts 1:11, he's going to come back. It says in 1:11, this same Jesus. Now, let me read. You don't have to go back over there unless you got it. Back at Revelation 1. Behold, he, H-E, cometh. That's a personal thing. In other words, it's not he's going to send somebody else. He's going to send an angel out there to gather us. To coming back. No. It's a personal thing. It's Jesus. He's coming. Acts 1:11 says this same Jesus. In other words, the same one that the apostles, the 120 that were standing there, that was his church at that time, they're standing there and they're just gazing up because, well, they just watched Jesus go up in the air. I mean, that'd be something to watch. First time I ever saw a Harrier jet. Who knows what a Harrier jet is? That thing takes off. It don't need a runway. It just up in the air, hovers there a minute, and takes off. And I'm like, wow. First time I ever saw one of them, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's what they were doing. They were standing there gazing because they just watched Jesus go up in the air. And then all of a sudden, there's these two guys sitting there in white. They're angels. They're sitting there and say, hey, what are you looking at? This same Jesus, he's going to come back one day. And just as you saw him leave, you're going to see him come back. Amen. So we got an idea how that's going to take place. But guess what? We're going to be with him when that takes place. Amen. We're going to already be gone. And we're going to go through the judgment seat of Christ. And be judged on not our sins, okay? Because I told you this morning, our sins have been judged. What is that? 2 Corinthians 5:10 or 1 Corinthians 5:10? We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. To be judged, not of our sins, because all our sins, all my sins, all the way up until 1984 when I got saved, they were all taken care of, washed out, washed away, forgotten. All the sins from 1984 to August 27, 2017 has been washed away and forgotten. All of the sins from right now, 627, 628, all the way till the day I die, or the rapture come, they're all taken care of. Understand that. Some people get confused with that. I've had people tell me, well, a sinner can't go to heaven. A saved sinner can. Then I got an amen out of that. That was a saved sinner is going to go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen. A saved sinner will go to heaven because your sins have already been taken care of on the cross of Calvary. And when you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, those sins, past, present, and future, were taken care of. So we're not going to be judged for that. We're going to be judged for what we did or didn't do, whether it was good or whether it was useless, worthless. So when he comes back, every eye is going to see him. We'll be with him. That's the second coming that he's talking about there in Revelation. Now, since we're on that subject, every eye shall see him. Let's go to Matthew. Hang on to Revelation. But go over to the book of Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 is a very good chapter, but it is a confusing chapter. Because it flip-flops back and forth to a lot of things. They said, Lord, when's your coming? You know, we're ready right now, man. Let's take over. That's what they had in mind for Jesus, by the way. Peter and them really didn't want Jesus going off up to heaven. They wanted him to take over right now. Get rid of the Roman Empire. We're tired of them. Let's put you on the throne. Boom. Let's get it going. Jesus said, no, not yet. There's going to be some things take place. He said the temple's going to be destroyed because they were so proud of the temple. He said there ain't going to be a stone left sitting on top of the other one. And by the way, there wasn't. When Titus and the Roman army was done with it, there was not a stone left on top of another one. They demolished that place. That happened in 70 AD. He told them that. Then he goes in Matthew 24 and he jumps into the beginning of the tribulation. He goes to the middle of the tribulation. He goes to the end of the tribulation. So chapter 24, verse 30. He says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Now, I'm not sure what the sign's going to be. The Bible doesn't say that. It says, then there's going to be a sign. So there's going to be something to get everybody's attention. Every eye shall see him. Something's going to get everybody's attention. I don't know. It may be a burp, burp, you know, who knows? It's hard to say. But something's going to get everybody's attention. And then it says, verse 30. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man. We're going to come back to the mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with heaven, of heaven, with power and great glory. All right. Let's read Mark 13. Matthew, Mark, Luke. So stop in Mark. Mark 13. What verse? Good question, Pastor. 26. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. This is talking more or less about the same event, okay? Not a different event. It's at the end of the tribulation period, by the way. Therefore, Mark, part of Mark 13 isn't really written to the saved because the saved ain't going to be here. It's good for us to read it, though. Matthew 24. The majority of Matthew 24 don't have anything to do with me being saved, but it has a lot to do with those that may pick up a Bible at some point during the tribulation period because they didn't figure out a whole lot if they'll read that and listen to it. Luke 21. I like how the Gospels do that. They got all the same stuff. Luke 21, verse 27. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great joy. Now, I don't really know what that sign's going to be. The Bible doesn't tell us, but it's going to get everybody's attention. So when you say, well, how in the world is it going to get everybody's attention? And it doesn't say how long that sign's going to be either. It just says there's going to be a sign. Now, let me explain to you what's happening, though. The majority of people, I'd say, in here tonight that's got a TV has watched something about the hurricane that just came in. Interesting. I've actually got TV now, by the way. I broke down and AT&T conned me, and I ended up with DirecTV, and they lied to me for me to get it. I hope they listened to it. Because they did. They told me, oh yeah, we'll put your internet in with it. Well, guess what? They don't provide internet in my area. So basically they lied. But nonetheless, I actually ended up with it. Guess what I did? I turned on the TV because I wanted to see the Hurricane Harvey coming in. It landfall at Category 4. Listen, that's hot. It died down to a 2 pretty quick, but when it come in, it was a Category 4. You didn't want to be there. You ever been in a hurricane? 1, 2. Who else? I have. I was out in the ocean one time in a hurricane. That was fun. But everybody done that. So, listen. This is what I gathered. There's going to be a sign that everybody's going to notice. But why is everybody going to be paying attention to Israel? So think about it. The Son of Man is coming back the second time at the end of the tribulation period. What's going to be happening at the end of the tribulation period? No, not at the end. They'll already have it.
Well,
it's called the Battle of Armageddon. Everybody's going to be watching this battle. It's going to be on TV, trust me. They had Vietnam on TV. They had Desert Storm on TV, which stupidest thing I ever heard of. They even showed up one time before the SEALs got there, and they're like, how did that take? But you see, we're crazy. But anyway, the Battle of Armageddon is going to be happening. It's going to be taking place. Every nation in the entire world is going to be attacking Israel. They're going to have somebody from every nation, yes, including the United States, if we're still the United States. We're going to send soldiers. They're going to be attacking Israel. Everybody's going to be watching. And there's going to be some kind of a great sign. And then boom, man, they're going to see Jesus. Everybody's going to be like, oh, what, you know? Man, that's going to be, it's almost terrible to miss it. Except I'll be on the other end. I'll be right there with him. So they'll all see us too. I mean, I picture this in my mind. Here's Jesus coming down out of heaven and all multitudes of people behind him, which is us, the saved. Woo-hoo! They're going to be thinking, ooh, it says they're going to mourn. Revelation chapter 7. Chapter 1. So it's a visible return. Every eye shall see him. It's a convicting return. Not just visible. It's in other words, it's personal. He's coming back, by the way. He is coming. That second time. We ain't waiting on that. Okay, remember that. We're not waiting on that. We're going to be involved in that. It's a personal thing. He's going to be there. It's going to be visible. Every eye's going to see him, but it's going to be a convicting. It says, they also which pierced him. Verse 7. They also which pierced him. Let me ask you a question. Who pierced him? The Jews. It don't mean that these guys are going to pop up out of the grave and say, oh, that ain't what it's talking about. It means Israel as a nation, they're going to see him coming. They're going to be like, uh-oh, we made a bad mistake. We've messed up. There's the Messiah. He's the one my forefathers hung on the cross. That's what's going to be running through their mind. But not only that, it says, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. They're going to be, this war, the Battle of Armageddon is going to be, which, by the way, we're going to study about that some point down the road as we're going through Revelation. Because of what it means, him. Oh, anyway, I better not go there. So now, I don't want to go to the judgment part yet. They're going to be convicted. They're going to realize. Israel will realize. Brother Kevin, find me Romans 11:26. This is your destiny. Zechariah 12:10. Zechariah 12:10 and Romans 11:26. It's a convicting turn. Now this event, when Jesus shows up, when that sign happens and they all see Jesus, it's convicting to some people. Mainly to the nation of Israel. And it's going to trigger a conversion of all the Jews that are alive. What's 11:26 Romans?
And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
All right. What's Zach? You got 12:10, Zechariah?
And I will pour unto the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of the grace and the supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one of the mourning for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn.
Thank you. In other words, Jesus is going to show up at the end of this battle, the Battle of Armageddon, right there at the end. Jesus is going to show up. Everybody's attacking Israel because they're going to wipe out Israel. They're tired of Israel. They're sick of them. Listen, they're sick of them right now. If they could, they'd wipe them off the face of the earth, but they cannot. Look, there could be one Israelite left over there, and you could send in 20 million troops, and they couldn't hurt him. It's beyond their control because God's put a hedge of protection about them. Listen, they're not going to get hurt. And all of a sudden, they're going to see Jesus along with everybody else, and it says all of Israel shall be saved. In other words, they're going to all see Jesus and they're going to say, oh, wow, we made a mess. We sacrificed him. We put him on the cross of Calvary and killed our Messiah. Our forefathers did this. It don't mean they're going to pop up out of the grave and all Israel that's ever been alive is going to get saved. That ain't what it's talking about. There's some people that teach that. But that's not what it's talking about. Listen, once you die without Christ, I don't care whether you're a Jew, a Muslim, or an American. You're going to hell. Because you had that opportunity. But they're going to see him and they're going to say, oh man, that's the Messiah. What's the Bible say? Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. They're going to stand there. They're going to believe. They're going to say, that is Jesus. That's the Messiah. And it says they'll all be saved. Now, the judgmental part of it though. All kindreds, all nations, everybody alive that's going to see this, they're going to wail, is what Revelation 1:7. It says, they shall wail because of him. Because of who? Jesus. They're going to wail because of him. Go back to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25. Verse 31. Whoops, I better get there myself. I'm going to read it to you. Matthew 25, verse 31. And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. That's the throne of David. It's prophesied already. He's going to sit on that for 1,000 years. Verse 32. And before him shall be gathered all who? All nations. All of them that are wailing because they see him coming. Israel gets saved. All of Israel believes. They're like, whoa, that's Jesus. See, you got to understand something. Jesus was born in a manger. They wasn't wanting a baby. And they surely didn't want an unemployed carpenter. They wanted a king. They wanted someone that was going to come in, jump on the throne of David, shut down the Roman army. They didn't want baby Jesus. But when he comes back, he's coming back with a rod of iron, man. He's coming to rule. He's coming as a lion. He is coming to straighten things out. And they say, whoa, that's Jesus. That's our Messiah right there. And they're going to realize what they've done. And they're going to mourn for it. They're going to be ashamed. They're going to cry. But you know what? When we got saved, each one of us, let me ask you a question. Did you not mourn because of the way you've been living? Did you not mourn because you didn't believe earlier? Of course we did. You know what Jesus did? He said, it's okay. I love you anyway. And you've accepted me. That's the same thing he's going to do with Israel. And then he's going to take his place on the throne. Oh, but what's 32 say? Matthew 25, 32, all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. He's going to separate them and they're going to be judged for the way they've treated Israel all these years. Man, there's going to be a bunch of them that are going to be judged harsh because of what they did. What do you think is going to happen to Nazi Germany? Ooh. They're going to pay for what Hitler did. 6 million Jews. Probably plus. They're just making a guess anyway. They're going to pay for that. But now I want you to notice something that's really cool because we got time. Revelation chapter 1. We're back there. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. What do you notice? What's the first thing you notice? Sandy.
Sorry, I was talking about something.
I am Alpha and Omega.
Yeah.
Beginning and the end. Who else? Brother Jose. I am Alpha and Omega.
Beginning and the end.
Beginning and the end. Everybody like that? I'm Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. Who sees that? What else do you see there, though? Two little bitty words.
I am.
You know how important I am is? Go with me to the book of John. Oh, this is good. Whew. Book of John, chapter 8. I'll give you time to get there. Book of John, chapter 8. You ought to highlight this verse. You ought to underline it. It is in my other Bible. I'm going to do it right now. John chapter 8, page 1132, if you got a Thompson chain. John chapter 8, everybody there? You there, Miss Betty?
Yes. Okay, I am. John 8.
All right, verse 58. I want you to read, I want you to listen to this. Jesus said unto them, now he was talking to the Pharisees, okay, scribes and the Sadducees. Remember, they're Sadducee. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was who?
I am.
Who did Moses tell the children of Israel sent him?
I am.
You know who that was? That's the existing one, God. Jesus told them, he says, I am. Before you're Abraham that you're so thrilled over. And he told them, by the way, in this chapter, hey, I can make stones become children of Abraham. And you guys are, I'm from Abraham. He says, before old Abraham was, I am. He stood there in front of those guys and said, I'm God. Woo, they got upset. That bent them out of shape. Listen, they knew exactly, the Jews knew exactly what Jesus meant by it when he said that he was the Jehovah. He was the existing one. He was the Almighty God that created heaven and earth. He told them, I am. And when we read Revelation, he says, I am Alpha and the Omega. And I've skipped that so many times because I'm like, well, he's the beginning and the ending. But listen, the important part was those first two little words. I am. Alpha and Omega. I am God. I'm the beginning of it. I am God. I'm the ending of it. Oh, that's just so awesome that he told them that. The Gospel of John contains that. Seven times he says, I am in the Gospel of John. He told them. And hey, they didn't listen. But you know what? We're a lot like that. We don't listen. But now, let's go back to Revelation and we're done. Revelation chapter 1. Now, there were seven times in the book of John, just the book of John, seven times, he tells them, I am. But in Revelation, he tells them, how many I got? One, two, three, four. No, one, two, three. Verse 11, he says, in verse 8, I am. Verse 11, he says, I am. Verse 17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he said, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And we look at that as well. He's just saying, I am. This one. No, that meant a whole lot more. When you see that in the Bible, when God or Jesus states that I am, that's who he's talking about. He's talking about God. And Jesus was telling them, I'm God. See, we worship one God manifest in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but it's all one God. Amen. So, all of what we went over, we all believe that, don't we? But you know what? It's good to go over it. It's good to look at it and realize, listen, He is returning again. But if anybody ever says, well, yeah, He's going to return and every eye's going to see Him. Well, not the rapture, but the second coming. That's when every eye will see Him. It's going to be a personal thing. It's going to be Jesus. He's coming back. And He's coming back. It's going to be a visible return. It's going to be a convicting and a judge. It's going to be judgment dished out for all those nations. Now this week, Wednesday, unless the Lord changes things, we're going to pick back up in Revelation 1. We're going to go on and study some more because, this is good. Amen?